I have seen many people on the internet criticizing Srila Prabhupada for his comments and opinions about Vivekananda, Ramakrishna, and other Advaitins and Gurus. Good. Glad to hear it. Glad that they know that Prabhupada's criticizing them, the rascals. They shouldn't criticize him. Then they go to hell with Vivekananda and Ramakrishna and others. Anyway, to continue what is being written here. They see Srila Prabhupada was not able to control himself. Ha ha ha, very good. When sometimes someone asked him for his opinions about these people. Yes, Srila Prabhupada also said that. He once said, I'm not able to control myself. I want to kick them in the face. As you know, Srila Prabhupada's letters are open to everyone, and anyone who is from any other institution can read them and propagate negativity about Srila Prabhupada. They say that the words he used, like rascal, hurt many people's feelings. Oh, yes. And they think that Srila Prabhupada wrote his books to make everyone join ISKCON and turn to Krishna. Yes. And to criticize anyone who did not follow what he wrote. Correct, yes. Those who follow Advaita are very critical of Prabhupada and ISKCON. Not all of them. And they have written many articles challenging what Srila Prabhupada said. Actually, if they follow Advaita, then they have to take sannyas, according to Shankara. Shankaracharya, who's the founder of the Advaita school, his philosophy is for sannyasis. And to be a sannyasi in the Advaita line, you have to be born in a Brahmin family. And you have to study Sanskrit and Shankaracharya's works, like Sharirika Bhasha and Vivek Churamani and all these kind of things. And he didn't recommend Advaita Vad to this path. For the common people, they're supposed to follow Varnashram Smartha Dharma. So if you're actually following Advaita, then you have to be a sannyasi, according to Shankaracharya. Yeah. Their followers say that ISKCON's members are closed-minded and have less intelligent people, and also that they talk with limited scriptures. How can we understand these things? Aren't there people in ISKCON who can debate with the Advaita gurus and disciples? Send them. I'm ready. Where are they? Limited scriptures means, how many scriptures can you understand anyway? Bhagavad Gita is itself the essence. So in Gita it's very clear that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we have to surrender to Him and be His devotees. So Bhagavad Gita is accepted as the essence of all scriptures. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, Namang duskrishno mura, namang duskritino mura, prapadyante narahatamaha, maya parita jnana, asurang bhavamashrita. So we should quote Bhagavad Gita, in which Krishna says, those who don't surrender to me are rascals. Either one kind of rascal, or another kind of rascal, or third kind, or fourth kind, but they're all rascals. So, what do our Advaitavadis have to say to that? We're quoting scripture. You don't need many scriptures. Kimanyai Shastra Vistarai. Gitasu Gita Karatavyam Kimanyai Shastra Vistarai Yasvayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padma Ministrita. So it states that one should recite Gita very carefully. There's no need to study so many scriptures in great detail, because this is directly spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. So, all right, well, that just established the point. We're not... Prabhupada, he called people rascal, but he had to speak on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. Hmm? Well, it's not sure if that also which I just quoted, Kemanyai Shastra Vistarai, it's not sure if that's by Shankaracharya. It's often attributed to him, but I checked this out once, but in the list of works attributed to him by his followers, this Gita Mahatmya doesn't come. There's another one that he made, in which that famous verse comes, Vasudeva Sutangdevam Kamsa Chana Ramadanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum, which Srila Prabhupada, he made a commentary in English on that Gita Mahatmya of Shankara. So, according to Shastra, those who don't surrender to Krishna are rascals, fools, lowest among mankind. And even though they may be very intelligent, their actual knowledge is covered by illusion. So what to say? That's what Krishna says. All Advaitavadis, they're also supposed to accept Bhagavad Gita. So they're negative about Prabhupada, yes, of course they are, because they're rascals. Rascals don't like to be called rascals, but it's unavoidable. Has to be said.